Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk, your talk, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. So, how are you doing today? It's Tuesday in Northern Nevada, and it's a little outside, but you know what? That wind is what gets me. I really don't care what the clouds are doing or if it's snowing. It is that wind. And wind for no reason, just wind for wind. It just, oh, yes, my least favorite part about living in Northern Nevada. And that's pretty much it, because I hate the wind. I know we need it because it blows out all the gunk, keeps it moving so we don't get that terrible inversion, but it is annoying as hell. 884-9910. You'd like to call into the show today, since we have begun the impeachment trial. I'm going to point out a few things that President Trump has done right, and for very good reason. Love this. Going through the news headlines. So remember when Michelle Obama was first lady? Oh, stop groaning. And she worked her tail off to get that whole school nutrition thing changed. And I got to tell you, with my little sister, I was there when she was having her lunches, and it was disgusting. Not something I would have wanted to participate in. Just the waste, and I mean, even the plastic waste. You know, everything is sealed in a plastic container. Just outrageous. So, in case you missed it, at Trump's direction, well, I don't know if the day was his direction, but at Trump's direction for the school nutrition program, it's actually giving more flexibility to the schools and the school districts. Imagine that. Imagine that. Schools doing what, excuse me, yes, my husband came back from a different state, flew, sick. Guess who's getting sick again? I love the man. I can't keep my hands off of him, but darn it, I'm going to have to start pumping him with vitamin C or something. So here we go. Give decisions back to the schools and the school districts, and amazing things will happen. Especially with the school nutrition program. He's giving them more flexibility to make the food appetizing so kids will actually eat it. Healthy meals, still going to have all that good stuff, but just in a better form. And it all rolled out on Michelle Obama's birthday. That was pretty funny. That was a classy dig right there. So the USDA is there with the districts to make sure that kids get the proper nutrition during school and during the summer. Yes, the summer food program as well. But to make sure that they get things that they'll actually eat. Oh, speaking of things that kids will actually eat, have you seen the latest deceit with the chicken nuggets? That the vegetables are actually in the chicken nuggets? That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny. If you give kids the right choices, they'll make good choices. But when you force things on them, guess what? That stuff's just going in the trash. Just going in the trash. And the waste has been enormous. At least I know it has been here in Washoe County, because I have friends that work in the cafeterias. And again, we can't help one problem by taking from another program. I mean, the waste that was going on in the schools that could have just gone to the food programs for the homeless. Nope. Just right in the trash. Unbelievable. And yet Democrats complain about the, you know, the landfills and the waste and everything like that. Yet they promote ideas that just worsen things. And I want to stand up for all of the Democrats who are actually standing up to their own party and leaving their party, whether they become independents or Republicans, I don't care, but they're leaving the Democrat Party. So for all the numbers that you see that, oh, Democrats have signed up this many people, I wouldn't be worrying about those registration numbers. Those may be new Democrats, new liberals. But the ones that have been around for a while, who see how far left, how liberal, how socialistic they've become, they're actually leaving the party. And I want to congratulate those people for seeing it, for keeping your eyes open and seeing it. Because they're not the party of women. No, by far. I mean, to the point where, I love this, a Florida senator. Is he a Florida senator? No, Florida congressman, excuse me. Florida congressman introduced a bill that would have banned schools from using Title IV federal funds to support women's sports if biological men are allowed to compete with them. He was trying to save women's sports. Somebody finally taking a stand and doing this. Not one single Democrat voted in favor of the bill. Democrats are not about protecting women. They're about protecting their agenda. And a good piece of advice came from a listener. And that is just to, if your daughter or yourself are in these competitions, when that gun goes up for the start, when the starting pistol goes, no go. Just stand there. Stand your ground and fight for what you believe in. You have to do it. We are at the point you have to do it. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910. Check in with Terry this morning, talking about the Russians calling and pretending to be Greta and her father. Hi, Terry. Thanks for the call.
Hello. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. How are you doing?
Wonderful. But I will tell you, I probably won't be able to stay on the line very long because I'm going up Highway 50.
But I want
to know if you had read that article and you'd read or heard about it, and doesn't it make you wonder if maybe all these Democrats who think that they have information on Trump that's just, you know, going to come out any day, maybe they've been trolled by a bunch of external actors.
You know, I totally believe it, because Adam Schiff got trolled, you know, with those, you know, dirty pictures of Trump. It You don't know who's on the other end of a phone call. So for them to just get all excited and not even do any research, just put things out there. Wasn't that something we used to play as kids, Terry, called a game of telephone?
I believe that's what it was called.
Well,
but
Terry,
it does make you wonder.
It you really know? Does.
And I was thinking, you know, here's their opportunity, right? So at first I read about water fleas and how they went crazy regarding when there's microplastics in the water. So I thought maybe that's what the Democrats' problem was. Maybe they were going crazy because of the microplastics. But maybe really it's just a matter of that they've all been spoofed a lot or trolled, and now they can't get themselves out of it.
Well, they just keep going deeper, that's for sure. And
absolutely.
who's gonna stand the ground and say, we were wrong? Let's get back on track. I'm waiting for a Democrat to say that, but I don't think we're going to hear it, Terry. It's not going to happen.
Unfortunately,
yeah. We're just going to have to carry on. So, Terry, thanks for the call. Be safe, especially driving on 50. You know, what do you do? We've all been spoofed with phone calls and people trying to get you excited about something. But the Democrats, it's not just the phone calls. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi going on Bill Maher's show. And if you don't know who Bill Maher is, but he is just he's the so-called talk show host who wants to see the entire country tank and go bankrupt just to be able to prove or blame something on Trump. Well, here Nancy Pelosi is talking about how impeachment is such a solemn event and that it should be taken seriously. And yet the wicked look on her face when she's speaking with Bill Maher and just goes, he's impeached forever. To me, that's just agenda driven. There was nothing in the way that she responded to him that tells me she was doing this for the betterment of the country and to protect the Constitution of the United States. That was just a perfect example. And here we are now in a trial. Trial started. We'll bring you updates if anything all of a sudden takes a turn and they decide to go to a vote. We will cut into anything to bring you the latest. But it's a joke. It's a farce. But now that it's in the Senate trial, it's actually interesting to watch. So I, like Armstrong and Getty, will be glued to that today. 884-9910, if you want to talk about the impeachment, if you want to talk about women's sports, if you want to talk about Planned Parenthood. Got an interesting little statistic on Planned Parenthood as we come back. Or how about Sun Valley? Not getting recognized, not getting any help. By who? Who do you think? It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Live and local and having so much fun here on the Monica Jay Show. 884-9910, if you'd like to call in with your comments today, just like Terry already has. And 991fmtalk.com if you'd like to log on to our poll question of the day. Should a person be allowed to wear unearned medals of valor? Unearned medals of valor. I'll bring you that story here in just a second. First off, though, I love you guys. You're so funny. All right. Yesterday's question, are you happy with the Super Bowl matchup? 2% of those participating in the poll said no. 35% of those participating said yes. And 63% of those voting said, I don't care as long as the Patriots aren't in it. So the majority of people are perfectly happy with what's going on as long as the Patriots aren't there. That's pretty dang funny. Okay, the reasoning behind today's poll question: should a person be allowed to wear unearned medals of valor? Why do we give medals? Isn't it to honor that specific person for something that they did? Well, thank goodness this happened in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, because they're what, the most overturned circuit court? Yeah. They have now said that wearing unearned military medals is free speech. So earlier last week, a federal court of appeals tossed out a veteran's conviction for wearing military medals he didn't earn, saying that it was a form of free speech that is protected by the Constitution. No. So what this is stemming from is back in 2007, a guy by the name of Elvin Swisher was convicted of the Stolen Valor Act because he appeared actually in court after he was testifying. And he was wearing a Purple Heart while he was on the witness stand. Well, first off, why would you be wearing a Purple Heart on the witness stand? Could it have been, just a question, could it have been to maybe sway a jury? Oh, he has the Purple Heart. He must be an honest and decent man. Makes you wonder. But President George W. Bush put this into law for a reason back in 2006. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court did strike it down in 2012 as a violation of free speech protections. But seriously, you have to wonder about people who do this. Is it for sympathy? Is it to make them, oh, wait a minute, didn't John Kerry do something like that again? So that's where the question is coming from today. We honor men and women with medals. They have done that for, wow, the millennia. Actually, I think it started back in Roman times. But it's a sacred award. But now you can find medals in antique shops. And people just start wearing them. Make people believe that they're something that they're not. Should they be allowed to? Yes or no? I'm going to go vote because I'm going to vote hell no. You shouldn't be allowed to wear anything that you don't earn. People passing themselves off as something that they're not. They're just scammers. You know, whether it be a Pulitzer Prize or even, oh, that medal that, that award that Obama got that he really didn't earn either. Oh, that's right. The Peace Prize. Should you be allowed to do that? 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, voting on the poll question, check out a bunch of other stuff too, including our podcasts. All that and more, and we've got more coming up, including, Planned Parenthood spending your money to lobby for more of your money so they can just keep going. Good stuff. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, and talking about the big stuff, especially with the big guy, duly elected president. Impeachment trial has started this morning. Mitch McConnell up there talking about fairness, which is kind of a joke when you look at the House impeachment process. Fairness was something that was never taken into account with basement meetings and only certain people allowed to be involved. Yes. Well, how do you think it's going? Have you been watching this whole process? 884-9910. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you.
Because to me, the interview with Bill Maher and Nancy Pelosi said it all. When she said, he's impeached forever. That's all they were looking for. That's why they kept the that's why they kept the Republicans out. They just wanted that label. They like labels, let me tell you. Let's bring in, I don't know, was he around when the first impeachment trial went? No.
Yes, I was. That was last century, you know. Well, you know, it's funny. There were two last century. So who knows how many there will be this century? But that's another comment, too.
Who knows how many there'll be just during this presidency?
True, true. Because here's what, and again, you know, Republicans, I hate to come on here and I don't know what word they would use, beat up on or attack. It's certainly not attacking. I'm pointing out the facts and always ready, willing, and able, and hoping to apologize for being wrong. But I haven't been yet. Actually, I was wrong once because I thought I was wrong, but I wasn't. Needless to say. Monica, how are you?
I'm good, Jerry. Jerry Evans, yes, my boss, joining us today. See, that's the other thing that you weren't wrong on that we're so proud of, is that guy that keeps emailing saying you were wrong to hire me. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Republicans so good at this, as the saying goes, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Because anybody that observes knows what they could do and should do, which is simply say, here's the case you brought us, we'll rule on it, we'll vote on it, it could be done within 48 hours, done. Republicans are so bad about, I guess it's maybe worrying about what the media is going to, honest to God, haven't we learned anything in the last 15 years about what the media is going to say or do regarding whatever Republicans do, that they would even care? I think just here's the case you brought us. We're going to rule on it. We're going to vote on it. We'll do our 24 or 48 hours of talking useless talking about it, and then we'll vote on it. And that's the case you brought us. If you think you've got a better case, if you think there were witnesses that, because the House is in charge of impeachment, the Senate does the trial. If you think you've got a better case, if you think you've got witnesses that you can call, then do so. Here's another thing that I think is stupid, just out and out stupid, and I don't get why they continue to say and do this. Republicans, talking heads, is talking about calling Hunter Biden to the witness stand. Because Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal. Period. It just was not illegal. Now, what Joe Biden did is essentially what Trump's on trial for. Why wouldn't they say, okay, let's call Joe Biden because that was holding up aid based on getting something that he wanted, a political favor? I mean, it just seems so ridiculously stupid. Honest to God, I think anybody in eighth grade could make a better decision than Republicans, elected Republicans, are doing, unless there's a method to the madness. But honest to God, I just don't understand why they don't just have a trial, or not have a trial, just vote on what the House has brought them. You got any other ideas that make more sense? Because I think if eventually Trump will not be impeached by the Senate, but I think there could be more potential damage done, more stuff brought up. Why not just rule on what they got? And like I said, kick it back to the House, say, impeach again. It wouldn't necessarily make them look good leading up to election.
Because it's all about public opinion. That's why, you know, I say just leave Hunter Biden alone, because in the eye of public opinion, he was already kind of a, you know, when he went after his dead brother's wife. But now all of this stuff coming out about him with the illegitimate child and not paying child support and doing whatever he can to get out of responsibilities, people everywhere know what kind of sleaze he is. They need to be talking to Joe Biden. Is why did you think that that was appropriate even to go on TV and say in an interview, yeah, I did this. And boy, they jumped and they started acting. It's the same thing, Jerry, that when Republicans are in control of houses and legislatures, and they try to do that reaching the hand across the aisle, that bipartisanship where you work together. And then when the Democrats take over, it's like, a no way, Jose, we're passing this stuff whether you like it or not. We're shoving it down your throat.
Yeah, like Obama said, you got to sit in the back of the bus now. Remember that?
Yeah.
You sit in the back of the car. And here's the biggest stupid mistake, again, going back to the Republicans. Remember when it was an evenly divided Senate with Trent Lott as the majority leader, the Republicans lost a seat. It was an even 50-50. And what did they do? They did equal sharing of power when they didn't have to, because it was Cheney was vice president. But that's what Trent Lott did, you know, reaching across the aisle. Let's make it all even. Let's be statesmanlike. Democrats, in our wildest dreams, would never do anything like that.
Nope.
Just stupid. And they never seem to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
The saying about doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what they do. And I honestly am glad that the Senate is going in now and they're just doing this, even though we know it just needs to be taken care of. But at least they can say, hey, the Democrats wanted the trial. We did the trial. We keep doing what is asked, and they keep just slamming us, even though it's a waste of taxpayer dollars. That's all I'm concerned about. Is the money and what's not being done for the American people that gets under my skin.
Or simply undoing what they've done. That's, again, I go back to, please, when local politicians say, you know, they're not going to get anything done for you. And please stop. I don't need anything for me. Please stop doing what you're doing. I want a politician who campaigns based on undoing the garbage that they've given us over the locally, nationally. Stop. Just undo. In fact, one of the best things I ever had heard Jesse Ventura, who was and is a moron and an idiot, say, but when he was governor of Minnesota, he said, we need to have a legislature that if we meet every year, 1 year is to eliminate all the garbage bills that we've passed over these past decades, and the other one, perhaps new bills, because as we see every year here in Nevada, they come to town with 2,500 to 3,000 new ideas to make you and I live a better life. And it's kind of like, honest to God, just stop. You know, yeah. I would rather pay you to stay home in Congress. Don't do anything. Market reacts better. Economy seems to stay better. Your lives are not screwed up by one new rule. Just stay home. We'll pay you anyway for work. Instead of working 2.5 days a week, we'll pay you for the whole thing. Just stay home and don't do anything. Thank you very much. You've done enough already.
When the politicians, when Washington shuts down and they're not doing anything, we have a better life. And you're exactly right, because right now there is a push, especially in Nevada, to take back the House, take back the Senate and the Assembly for Nevada. And that's all they're going to do, is they're going to undo the red flag laws. They're going to undo even the slightest possibility of a sanctuary state. What a waste of time. I want someone to campaign. I'm with you. I want somebody to campaign on the fact that I am not going to bring, I promise you, I will not sign on or bring one new bill to the floor.
Or vote on any particular budget, and I'll get off my microphone as opposed to a horse here in the last couple of seconds. There's this insanity of Republicans, and I would say don't vote for a Republican that votes for any budget. That would be every single budget passed every single year. Don't vote for any Republican that votes for a budget that includes funding to Planned Parenthood. I don't know what they think it is. It's some obligation that they think they have to take $500 million or more and give that to them every year. It's not a government entity. It is a private entity. What?
Well, let me share this with you, because this is what the segment was going to be on, and that is Planned Parenthood has now committed $45 million to just Democrats running in 2020. $45 million in taxpayer money has been given to them.
Yeah, I think the last budget they received, $565 million. I may be off on that. It's because there's that automatic 11% increase. And again, you hear the Democrats squawk. If you want to cut that 11%, you're defunding Planned Parenthood. It's that stupid automatic increase of government spending by 11% every year. Another thing, quickly, public broadcasting. What makes you think, and Donald Trump's the only president that's ever gone down that path, but he's folded like a wet blanket on that as well, on every spending bill, is there's $1 billion+ every single year to two entities that are not deserving or entitled to our tax dollars, public broadcasting and Planned Parenthood. Yet every single year, every single Republican and Democrat, well, not everyone, maybe, sign off on a bill that includes over $1 billion wasted on those two entities. They're not entitled to it. Why do they think that they need to fund that every single year? Planned Parenthood and public broadcasting.
And I'll be the bad guy, Jerry, because everybody knows you're the nice guy. I'll be the bad guy. And that includes... I know people are going to get so pissed off when I say this. That includes the Special Olympics and any form of sports. Anything like that should not be receiving government funds. These are all things that can be funded privately. They can be funded by communities. Tax dollars should be spent on the necessities. Everything go back to the states. Only the necessities. Our federal government is too big, and it's not doing what it was designed for. Handing out our money like candy is just killing this nation.
Agreed.
See, I was going to say Jerry escaped because he doesn't want to touch that
one. I do
have
that reputation of being a little too nice, a little too humble, a little too, giving and forgiving. So I'm glad you took the low road there.
I'll take the heat. Right. It's okay.
All right.
Jerry Evans.
I'm going to take the high road out of here.
All right. Jerry Evans taking the high road out. I know it's not the high road, though, because I've seen that road and it's just flat as can be. So we'll be back with more impeachment talk and more money talk and all kinds of good stuff, even some Sun Valley talk, and just a continuation of what's wrong here in Northern Nevada right after this. And you know what? Let's do something good. How about the things that are right here in Northern Nevada as well? 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
We're the Monica Jay Show. Whatever you want to do, it's your show. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines this morning and check in with Neil, who wants to mention something on the impeachment. Hi, Neil.
Hi. I think it's dumb to impeach someone who Nancy Pelosi actually can admit that she hates him, and it's literally what President Trump says. He didn't do anything. Every other president do the same things on the campaign things on TV, trying to diss somebody else. And he literally, what he did is try to get derp on Joe Biden because he thinks he did something, trying to hold him accountable. But no, the Democrats and some of the Republicans don't get that he just trying to hold his appointment accountable, and other things he did was good. Maybe we don't agree on all of it.
That's the thing, Neil, is Democrats will not admit that they have done anything wrong for any reason, whether it be, you know, Biden doesn't see what he did as wrong. That's the joke that is our federal government and the Democrats. What they do in their mind is not wrong. They're so out of whack with the American people that this is how we just keep digging ourselves deeper and deeper and deeper. Neil, thank you so much for the call. And coming up in the next segment of the show, let's just see how deep they're actually going. Okay, because last year, 2019, almost $5 trillion was spent. When you start breaking this down, go to usaspending.gov. There's another site that I'll put on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. It's usaspending.gov. Don't give yourself a heart attack, but just start going through the list. Some of these I completely agree with because we need oversight. Department of Defense, Social Security Administration, Office of Personnel Management, Department of Agriculture. Okay, we're going to go through all of these departments. And even though it says, you know, less than 0.01%, that is still millions of dollars. Like the Denali Commission. Huh, what's that? Delta Regional Authority, what's that? There you go, John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Why is that not something that can be sustained on donations? There are people around this country who feel that that is so important, their money can go to it. Not $32 million of taxpayer money. Just saying. If we gave this money back to the people and back to the states, we would not have the problems that we have. Smaller government. That's what Republicans are for. Huh. Well, that's what real Republicans are for. There is a big difference. We just don't shout it out to everybody like liberalism and Democrats. We like to call ourselves conservative Republicans, but there are a lot of rhinos in there. And they're getting upset that I'm calling them out. Sorry, I can't think of anything else to do because I'm tired of my taxpayer dollars. My money that I should be being able to give to my family to help them, rather than giving it to the government to decide where it should go. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Stick around. We got a lot to do in the next hour.